everyone, and welcome to another episode of Music Central here with DJ King on radio.dominican.edu, giving you some of the best music that you've ever heard here on the radio station. And tonight, we're going to talk about some very special stuff. But first, let's get settled here for a moment. So, you know, it is Wednesday again here upon us at 6 p.m. And right here at Dominican, locally, the weather is appearing to be very, very wet and rainy. It's kind of bringing a few spirits down, but hopefully not yours. Hopefully you go and make a hot chocolate, curl up by, you know, your bed, read a good book, and all that other stuff. So, you know, turn a negative into a positive here. But, you know, the weekend is almost here. It's Wednesday. All you got is Thursday. Maybe you even got a Friday class. But that's all right, because the weekend is here. Almost. And hopefully, you know, you can enjoy this rainy day. All right, so here we have on the schedule here, we're going to be having a hats off to guitar solos of the classic rock era. Gonna bring you some of the best stuff here that I can give you, and we're gonna talk about the 10 greatest guitar solos ever by Gibson.com. But first, let's give you some good music here on radio.dominican.edu. The Nile song by Pink Floyd. Stay tuned.
Take out for a while.
Some new singles out today. We have Arcade Fire's Abraham's Daughter, Beach House has a new single out, Myth, and Blur also has a new single out. And also check out for The Shins' new album that's going to come out on March the 20th. And if you haven't already, check out their newest single, which is called Simple Song, by The Shins. Another news, the Doobie Brothers drummer Michael Hozak died at the age of 65. And here's another interesting piece of news. The Radiohead show was picketed by the Westboro Baptist Church. Radiohead received an ugly reception this weekend in Kansas City, Missouri, when the anti-gay group, Westboro Baptist Church, protested the show. So the hate group picketed outside the group's concert, slamming the British rockers with homophobic slurs and insisting that God was their enemy. For their part, Radiohead continued their gig unaffected by, you know, all these reports that, you know, Radiohead, God is against you and all that stuff. And their producer, Nigel, joked on Twitter that the protest was the highlight of their tour so far. So that's a nice little joke that they have there. Stay tuned. There's more after this.
This is your girl, DJ Lucky, and I am taking over Loose Lips. So if you just can't get enough of celebrity gossip or your man cheated and you want to argue about it, tune in to the jaw-dropping and ball-busting Loose Lips, where I discuss gossip, sex, and love. Wednesdays from 9 to 10 on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey guys, you know how all of the all-star athletes have really cool nicknames? Well, I think we need some for the tailgate.
I took the liberty to think of a couple.
Wait. Hunter, I have a better idea. Let's bring in the Boston 3 party. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen.
We gotta call the Parquet Posse.
Okay, no, that's dumb right off the bat.
The three Basketeers.
Basketeers? Hunter can't play basketball, he's 5'4".
Here, just go with this. The Big Three. It's clean.
See, all right. I like that. See, this man's a professional. Thank you, man.
The Tailgate, Tuesday nights, 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu and simulcast on Ustream. The best damn tailgate you've ever had.
All right, we're back here on radio.dominican.edu here on Music Central with DJ King here. The time is 6:14, and if you haven't already listened in, we just played some two songs. We got the Nile song by Pink Floyd off their Mora soundtrack, and Black Math Live by the White Stripes. And here on the radio show, we have a theme going on today. That's going to be the theme of guitar solos and the amazingness of them that have graced our ears since the first solo itself. So what makes a great solo? Is it the mind-melting precision or bone-chilling soul? Is it the way it can leave you slack-jawed, wondering, how did he do that? Or is it something that you can sing from memory, a melodic passage that weaves itself into the DNA of the song? Or are the greatest solos ever played the ones that somehow manage to do all the above? These are the key ingredients to an amazing guitar solo, and that's what we're going to be talking about here today. But just to give you a little history on the guitar solo, its roots is in blues musicians such as John Lee Hooker, Muddy Waters, and T-Bone Walker. But if you want to know one of the first, you know, popular solos, one of them appeared in Ernest Tubbs' 1940 honky-tonk classic called Walking the Floor Over You. It was the first hit recording to feature and highlight a solo by a standard electric guitar. Hear it.
Walking the floor over you, I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, buddy, lay on me.
All right, So you just heard that. That was Ernest Tubbs walking the floor over you. That is one of the first guitar solos ever to become a hit featured in a song. And actually a pretty good one. Actually, let's reflect on that a bit. Of course, I'm not really surprised that one of the first solos has its roots in country music. Most of rock and roll comes or is influenced from country music artists or even some blues musicians, as I just mentioned right now. If you want to ask my opinion, I think that one was actually a pretty good one. Later, solos, guitar solos, began to show up in rock and roll music by 1954 up into the 50s, and have been in rock and alternative music ever since, of course. So I went on Gibson.com and asked them, or looked up, the 10 greatest guitar solos ever. And these 10 songs are magnificent, phenomenal, and amazing solos featured by incredible musicians and incredible bands backing them up. So, Gibson.com has gone out and done the mission of searching the greatest solos ever. Gibson editorial staff, writers, some of our favorite musicians, their favorite musicians, and most importantly, their fans, asked what are their favorite guitar solos. They got some of them. They put them in. Actually, it's not just the top 10. I looked there. It's actually, a top 100 list. But of course, we don't have room for that, I wish. But let's start with number 10. That was Bohemian Rhapsody, and that solo was done by Brian May. Brian May himself is one of the greatest guitarists of the classic rock era and probably the only guitarist ever to get a degree in astrophysics. As such, May's solo isn't just a show-off moment. It's a real functioning part of the song. His counterpart to the main melody makes a seemingly simple transition from the weighty emotion of Freddie Mercury wishing he'd never been born to the opera part. It is amazing. I mean, you just heard right now, this solo is incredible. And like I mentioned, it's not to show off. Not to show off Brian May's skills. It really fits there inside the song. It provides, like I said, a very nice transition. And that's actually not even the first, not the only solo in that song. If you keep listening to it, we have towards the end, there's sort of the last solo that kind of, you know, he goes up, slows down a bit, the voices start coming in, nothing really matters, anyone can see, nothing really matters to me, and then finally the song ends. But like I said, check out some of Brian May's stuff. It is of Queen, of course. It is incredible. He's actually featured in the Rolling Stones, the top 100 guitarists of all time. I believe he's number 27. All right, number 9. Right, number 9 on the list is Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry. But let me ask you a question. What do the Rolling Stones and Jimi Hendrix have in common? Actually, what do almost every rock guitarist have in common? Is that they have the they got the inspiration by one man, Chuck Berry. They probably wouldn't even ever have done music if it wasn't for Chuck Berry. He is one him, Elvis Presley, and a few other rock musicians back in the 50s are the pioneers of rock and roll. And they, you know, rock musicians back in the 60s and 70s really owe it to these guys, because they were definitely the inspiration. And as you see here, Johnny B. Goode, for a solo back in the 1950s, once rock and roll was kind of taking its baby steps, I mean, you have to, you know, put yourself into that situation. I mean, how hardcore was that solo when you first heard it, you know, live, or, you know, spinning on the record player? This is one of the greatest rock and roll songs in the world. It's one of the first, actually, to actually get popular. So, you know, it's been 54 years since the solo has come out, and it still sounds amazing. Definitely a beautiful one. But I gotta say something. It's not, even though that is classic, it's not the best, of course. But I think that the reason why it made it onto this list was not probably because of the the complicated notes that he played, or how it actually went. It was just the classic nature of it. I mean, of course, you know, featuring any guitarist list, we definitely got to have Chuck Berry on there. And, you know, props to him. Number 8. All right, number 8 on the list is "While My Guitar Gently Weeps" and by the Beatles. But actually, interesting thing, if you don't already know, the Beatles' main guitarist is actually George Harrison, and I think that he passed by a amazing opportunity to show off some of his skills. George has also passed on another great opportunity of showing off his skills in "Taxman," and I always thought this entire time that solo, the Taxman solo, incredible solo, I have to say. But it actually wasn't done by him. It was done by Paul, the bass player. But you know what? Whatever. He got actually sort of a feature guest, if you will, on the number. And this one was done by Eric Clapton, that solo. Incredible solo. Clapton reluctantly agreed and turned in one of the most emotive and biting solos of his career. One of the most greatest solos in the career of the Beatles, I'd have to say. Every bend is struck with equal power and feel. I mean, you just heard it right now. Just so much emotion in one single song. It is quite fantastic, if you ask me. All right, number 7. That's number 7 here, that we have the Layla solo by Eric Clapton. Well, the band is actually called Derek and the Dominoes, but this solo was done by Eric himself and Dwayne Allman of the Allman Brothers Band. This song, Layla, interestingly enough, was dedicated to George's then-wife, Patty, and he wrote it for her. Later, Eric got what he wanted and actually ended up marrying her. But, you know, funny thing about that is that George and Eric were still kind of friends after all that. You know? Interesting stuff. Eric, on this one, again, they both, Dwayne and Eric, helped create a very, very beautiful, very, very solid guitar solo here on Layla. and featured on one of the greatest albums ever made, too. You know, if you ever get a chance to, definitely listen to the Layla album by Derek and the Dominoes, really showing off some of Eric's greatest work. And I have to say that Layla probably is his signature song, his best, I'd have to say. You know, he has some great stuff on Cream, but Layla is just, it's beautiful. You know, you got the riff, you know, coming in the beginning, the, you know, Layla, all that other stuff, amazing solo, then finally that really nice piano segment of the song. Number six. All right, number six on the list is Freebird, done by Lynyrd Skynyrd. The guitarists were Gary Rossington and Alan Collins. And it was one of the actually very first songs that the two actually worked on for Lynyrd Skynyrd. Interestingly enough, the song wasn't originally, you know, the nine-minute amazing fest that we get from... the song was actually, it was quite smaller, but it kept getting extended and extended and extended every time the group played it live. That was just a 34-second, you know, taste of the song. The solo runs for 4 minutes, basically taking off the entire half of the song, and is just... amazing to hear. It is, I mean, I remember first time hearing this song, and I was absolutely amazed by the power of the song. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan. I'm not really into the whole Southern rock movement that was happening, but I have to give it to these guys to create a very beautiful, very incredible solo. And if you haven't heard it already, please do, because it just keeps going on forever. And once the song starts, you wish, damn. But, you know, there's always live recordings. And also, I wanted to make a point about that this is only a studio recording. I mean, you have to imagine what the live recording is. I don't know it myself. I haven't really heard any live recordings of it. But, you know, it is probably amazing. So those were... numbers 10 through 6 here on Gibson.com's greatest guitar solos ever. Stay tuned. We have the top 5 guitar solos of all time. And also we get to listen to some of my favorite guitar solos. We have here on radio.dominican.edu Sway by the Rolling Stones. Stay tuned.
Up to my mind, a day that broke up your mind, destroying your notion of circular time. It's just that evil life that got you in its way.
Welcome, football fans and all the soccer lovers out there. This is your man, Yema Baby, from the kickoff at radio.dominican.edu. Get the hottest football gossip and news, upcoming fixtures, and all the latest scores from your favorite team in the English Premier League, Spanish La Liga, and Italian Serie A. You want to represent your team? Then tune in to the kickoff with your man, Yema Baby, only at radio.dominican.edu. Find out which team rocked, which team flopped, and get to vote for your man of the match. Stay strapped and don't move an inch. Yema Baby, the kickoff. Your football world.
Man, I'm telling you, if the 49ers had any defense, they might have made the Super Bowl. Tim Tebow may not be strong, may not be fast, but he can for sure throw the ball. San Francisco Giants, no pitching, all offense. Maybe if the Yankees actually spent some money
Hi,
on some real players.
I'm Brian Sanchez.
And I'm Case Stone.
Are you tired of people who talk about sports but have no clue what they're saying?
Like this guy?
The Colts would be crazy to let Eli Manning go. I mean, they're going to go with this kid out of Samford, Lucky? That's never going to work.
Because I know I am.
I am too, man. But there's only one way not to be like that.
And that's by listening to The Sports Report, Tuesdays from 6 to 8, hosted by Brian Sanchez and Case Donahue.
We're bringing you everything and anything that's happening in the sports world.
This show is nothing but sports.
Can't wait! All right, here we are back on radio.dominican.edu here on Music Central, playing some of the best music you've ever heard and some other ones that you haven't. If you already arrived here, we've been playing some of the greatest guitar solos ever, talking about them, listening to them, and we also went on Gibson.com and looked up the top 10 guitar solos ever. The website made their own list, and we showed them. So, those ones were, number 10 was Bohemian Rhapsody, number 9, Johnny B. Goode, 8, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Layla, Freebird, and those are the ones that we have discussed so far. So, here we go back on the top 5 greatest guitar solos. The guitar solo. It has become such an iconic and incredible force in rock music. Since the pioneers of the genre itself, several of the greatest guitarists have been mentioned so far, such as Eric Clapton and Brian May. But others remain to be mentioned. These next 5 songs will feature rock legends and kings that have been unmatched in decades. Again, I present to you the top 5 greatest guitar solos ever. Number 5. All right, that was Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. That solo was done by David Gilmour himself. After the massive success of Dark Side of the Moon, essentially Pink Floyd went downhill. Musically, no. They released Wish You Were Here, Animals, and the hugely successful The Wall. But the relations in the band were not really, you know, top-notch. But to give you more information on this particular song, Comfortably Numb, Gilmour wanted something more of a minimal song, bare bones, if you will. While Roger, the main songwriter of the entire album, The Wall, wanted orchestra. Fortunately, David gave in, but managed to sneak in one of his greatest solos ever, if not probably the greatest solo in the entire history of Pink Floyd. And definitely debatable topic to talk about between Comfortably Numb or songs like Money, or the one I even just played, the Nile song. but definitely an incredible solo. You know, I had the same feelings once I heard Freebird of the solo of Comfortably Numb while listening to The Wall for the first time. It is amazing. There are two solos in it, but these two just really showcases the incredible nature of Gilmour and his solos that have definitely been showing up on the Pink Floyd songs. Definitely a great... I mean, Gilmour at first wasn't even supposed to be a part of the band. It was... He was just put in there when the main singer of the band, and also he was the main guitarist, Syd Barrett, wasn't really with it at the time. But, I mean, damn, did Pink Floyd find a really great replacement. All right, number four. Right, number four on our list is Hotel California by the Eagles off the Hotel California album. The solo is done by both Don Felder and Joe Walsh of the Eagles. And I have a lot of pretty good memories playing this song on Guitar Hero. It wasn't the first time I heard the song on it, but it was featured on the video game. And it's just a really great moment. Just, I mean, playing a solo that you really, really love to do, you know, regularly without the game, you'd just be doing the air guitar, but playing the solo was really, really fun to do. And, of course, one of my favorite songs, one of my personal favorite songs. But definitely, the song contains a reggae-like tropical field that originally the song did not have the solo. The band had the first part and the lyrics, but they definitely needed an ending. They needed something to end the song on perfectly. And they definitely succeeded with the Hotel California single guitar solo. It is beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, if you ask me, it gets definitely better with every listen that you get. I mean, put it on one more. I bet you it's going to be much better. All right, number three. Number three, All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix off his Electric Ladyland album. All Along the Watchtower was originally by Bob Dylan. Now, that fact stunned me when I found out about that. I thought Dylan covered Hendrix the first time I heard it, but you know what? It's the other way around. And Dylan himself loved the cover. He really liked it. He was quoted by saying that Jimmy found things that other people wouldn't think of finding there. And Dylan was talking about the solo. The minute-long masterpiece Hendrix delivers is definitely an incredible solo. But you know what? again, I have to admit that it is not his best. It is definitely not Jimmy, given the entire Jimmy. I mean, yes, it is one of his most iconic solos, but it's just a studio recording. I mean, with Jimmy, he gives a lot of his effort with the studio recordings. It is phenomenal. But when you hear him live, it is magical. Definitely should check out Hendrix Live. And this song, amazing. I mean, one thing I love about Jimmy is that he makes a 3-minute song 13 minutes. And he just stretches it out. But if you're definitely looking for some Jimi Hendrix live stuff, I recommend Live at Monterey and definitely his Woodstock stuff. I'm sure you've heard his Star Spangled Banner rendition. All right, number two. Number two is Eruption by Eddie Van Halen. I mean, the song's not even over. Just listen to it. That was off his first album. His first album. And that one's titled Van Halen. I mean, just wow. That's all I have to say about this is wow. Eruption. Definitely an eruption of musical guitar power, force, godness. No overdubs. One man, one solo. I mean, just please, once you're done listening to the show, look up Eddie live doing this song. Because, same with Hendrix, this is just a studio recording. I mean, one could imagine how he would do it live, a song, and it's just incredible. I mean, you heard it. It was definitely mind-blowing. But of course, we've done most of the top 10. We looked into some of Jimi Hendrix's All Along the Watchtower. We went to Brian May's Bohemian Rhapsody of Queen. And listen to rock and roll pioneer Johnny Chuck Berry and Johnny B. Goode. But of course, we have reached the last solo. And it's done by a band that has been unmatched. A band that has brought so much force, so much revolution in their music in 1969, that they basically set the base for all the bands that were coming out. The 60s were done. Flower Power was over and the Beatles had broken up. So where do you go next? This band conquered it all. Overrated? Overplayed? Yeah. But there's definitely a great reason why this song is. And it's by incredible musical group. I now present to you the greatest guitar solo of all time. Thank you.
All it glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway here. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts to heaven.